Hello, welcome to Have Roots Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Stoltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. This series that I've been doing, Nafe Jolla, is part of my YouTube channel series, which I hope to explore more travel and more genealogy research. But at the moment, I'm focusing my attention on getting these Nafe Jolla done. I have done a few DAR, one actual DAR biography, The Daughters of the American Revolution, a couple of travel videos, which I hope to be doing some more of the Eastern Townships shortly. And I have a website called Have Roots Will Travel, and in it I have an index of all of the videos that I've done prior to this time. So please have a look at that. It will absolutely help you find your girl. And if I haven't done your girl yet, I'm sure she's on my list. All of them are going to be on my list, but let me know and I'll put her to the front of the line, so to speak. So please, and I love being able to help out and not pick them at random, you know. So if you like this channel, please subscribe. Click on the notifications alert. If you want, I have a Facebook group and our Facebook page, and I also am on Twitter. Please feel free to email me at lisa@haveroutswilltravel.com, or just post a comment on the screen below. I get all the notifications, and I try to be really good about responding. So with that being said, let's get started. Regular viewers to the channel will know that I have produced a video called Nafe Jolla, the program 2.0, in which I describe the program and I talk about how the girls got recruited and how they came across. So if you want to know more about the actual way that your particular great grandmother would have come across, please feel free to have a look at that. I think it'll give you some insight. So for now, let's have a look at our Nafe Jolla of the week. So Suzanne Obenu is our Nafe Jolla of the week. She is a viewer request. I was thrilled to do it. Let's find out more about Suzanne. Suzanne was born about 1634 in a small village or commune, the township of Angoulême-sur-Mer, which is about 10 kilometers from the larger town of La Rochelle. The church where Suzanne might have been baptized was built in the 10th century and redone by the 15th. Angoulême is a seaside community with many cultural and tourist attractions. She was born in the parish of Saint Christophe, born in about 1634. So that's a little older than we're used to in terms of Nafe Jolla. She was actually married and she was a widow when she came across with two sons. So that's how, so her first husband's name was Pierre Auclair. So Suzanne came to New France with her sons, Pierre and André, with a dowry worth about £300. Normally I do the children at the end, but I wanted to separate the two families because obviously some of you will have the descendancy from the Auclair marriage and some of you will have it from the later one. So Pierre Auclair was born in France in 1655. He would go on to marry Marie-Madeleine Sigelou and would have an astonishing 17 children, 11 of whom reached adulthood. Marie-Madeleine's mother was a Nafe Jolla, Madeleine Charbonnet, which we will of course look at soon. André would then marry, he was born in 1662 in France. He would marry Marie Bédard and would have 8 children, 5 of whom would reach adulthood. So the groom she selected, his name was Matthias Campagnat. And if this slide looks familiar, why is that? They happen to actually be from the same area. I mean, this is just, you know what I mean? It's almost like starstruck or meant to be karma. So he is born in 1631 in Angoulême-sur-Mer, the same place as her. His parents were Maître Campagnat and Jacquette Suir. We do not know. Did they write to each other? Was there family? You know what I mean? Like, we just don't know. So just very unusual. I've not come across this yet. So it's just a remarkable, I don't think it's coincidence. I think there was something going on there in terms of connections, and he was probably there, and they said go there, and you know, he's waiting for you. That's what I hope anyway. So Suzanne and Matthias were married on the 25th of April, 1667, on the island of Orleans. There is no marriage contract available. So regular viewers of the channel know that Île d'Orléans continues to be one of those hot spots where people migrate to. Île d'Orléans is located on the St. Lawrence River, about 3 miles east of downtown Quebec City. The island was one of the first parts of the province to be colonized by the French, and a large percentage of French Canadians can trace their ancestry to early residents of this island. The island has been described as a microcosm of traditional Quebec and is the birthplace of Francophones in North America. Officials actually changed the name because it was called Grande Île, Sainte-Marie, and Saint-Laurent, and they changed the name to Île d'Orléans in honor of the Duke of Orléans, who was the son of the King, Henri, the King Francis. His son Henri was the Duke of Orleans. So that's how that came to be. Now, many of the early French settlers were so attracted to the island because of its fertile soil. It was the perfect place for farming and agriculture. Now, I want to draw your attention to the fact that there are six different municipalities within this very small island. So we have, starting at the top, Saint-François, Sainte-Famille, Saint-Georges, Saint-Pierre, Saint-Laurent, and Saint-Pétronille. So it's important for you to know which parish your family came from, just so that you're looking in the right books, if you will. There's a map there that shows you on the upper left where Île d'Orléans is, and the bottom two are just pictures that a friend of mine sent me on a recent trip they took to Île d'Orléans. You can see on the bottom left exactly what you would imagine an island like this would look like in the summertime, of course. And I think this bottom left, right one is a fromagerie, a cheese place that looks like it's like stepped in time or something, somewhere in time. So this is truly on the bucket list that I need to go and see. I've never been to Île d'Orléans, and I just keep talking about it, and I feel like I've been there, but I haven't. So that's actually on my list of things to do next year. So I wanted to also show you the census of 1666, I believe it is. So we have Matthias, who is there. He's listed as a fermier of the Gautier, the Sœur Gautier, and Suzanne Aubineau, sa femme. And it also lists that she's the widow of Pierre Auclair. And then we have André Auclair, who's 5 years old at this point. Now, I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure the older son is, not married or anything, but he's probably 11 years old. Maybe he was working as a servant somewhere else, not sure. But they have six animals, six beasts, they call it, and they have 15 enfants à valoir. So, they're in their mid-30s. Now, for us, 34 is like young, but for them, it's getting up there, right? So they have about 10 or 12 acres of land, which is phenomenal. So let's have a look at their family. So they have four children. Charles would marry Marie-Madeleine Blouin and have six children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. Anne-Françoise would not survive to adulthood, although I don't have any other information. Marie would pass away at 17, and Louise would die at 2 years of age. So really and truly, if you are related, if you have a fille d'Orléans, you're either through Auclair or through this one line, Charles, which I find amazing, okay? And so let's have a look. That's the 1681 census. So we have Matthias and Suzanne Auvenot, sa femme, their children, Charles, Marie. They have two goats and six enfants à valoir, which means somehow they've reduced. So they had 15 in 1666, 67, and now by 1681 they have less. However, that being said, it is entirely possible that he said, you know what, I'm going to sell my land and I'm just going to take a smaller because I'm older and I don't want to work the land so much. So there's logic in that as well. Suzanne would die on the 27th of March, 1694, at the age of 60, which is very young. And she is buried at the Saint-François Cemetery, while Matthias would live on another 20 years, dying himself at the incredible age of 83. So this is just remarkable. And the legacy continues. Here is the Association de Famille Campagna. I love when I find these. And I have listed the website for you to have a look at and explore if this is your descendancy. Certainly the Eau Claise would be kind of included in that. I'm not really sure. But let me know if there's any other information that I can convey, okay? That'll be awesome. And the ultimate and final tribute is that, of course, they are listed as pioneers of Ile d'Orléans. So we have Suzanne Aubineau and Matthias Campagna, and listed on that incredible monument at Ile d'Orléans. So that is, you know, everything that you need to know about this remarkable couple who even in their mid-30s kept going and kept going. So I think she's remarkable to have, you know, brought her two children and herself to New France and started a new life on an island in the middle of nowhere. Just amazing. Here are three resources that I love to recommend. We have La Société des Filles du Roi et Soldats du Carignan, which is a very, very wonderful association that I'm a member of and the membership chairperson. Have a look at it. You don't have to be a member in order to use some of the resources. Of course, if you are a member, you get a wonderful certificate and a descendancy, you know, certificate, if you will, and you get access to all the member benefits. So, and they publish a journal twice a year, which is remarkable, and has all kinds of information. A recent one that I discovered is the Filles du Roi Descendants. It's a Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. They almost have 5,000 members. I love it. I think it's just remarkable to share the information. And a website that I love, love, love is the Migration, which really is all about Filles du Roi and the Carignan soldiers and all kinds of things, everything you ever wanted to know. Just please check it out. I've included all of the links for you to check that. Check that off your bucket list. And with that, we end our number 74, episode number 74. I really enjoy getting to know Suzanne. I love it when it's a different story than just, you know, an orphan. You know, there were many of them were orphans. This one was different. It was like a mature woman coming across and still finding love and companionship and still, you know, able to bear children and get used to a new land and all of that. So I love those kind of stories as well. So thank you for to the viewer for recommending that particular Filles du Roi. I really enjoy getting to know her. So with that, I bid you adieu and au revoir. Until I see you on episode number 75.